Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is get what you want in life. What are the strategies you can implement to make things happen for yourself? Do you have a direction, purpose, or drive to get what you want? You need to create a life map where you are, not, and what it is, what it will take for you to get where you want to be in the future. Set your goals so you can work towards them and reach them. Learn to take action, overcome the obstacles you place in front of you, stay motivated, and create the life you want for yourself. We tend to sabotage our own success and set ourselves up for failure rather than success. Are you ready to make such changes in your life? Personal growth means that you understand your strengths and weaknesses and how to build on them. Psychology and counseling tell us what is appropriate and what is inappropriate behavior. Having good communication skills is think about the things you say and the way you say it, and also think about the tones that you use when you are talking to someone, because those are very important. When you think about your tone, you can be very, talk to someone, you may think that you're talking to them in a normal way, but you're being very judgmental to them. And if you're being very judgmental to them, then what you're doing is creating a situation where that person is not going to respect you, they're not going to listen to you, they're not even going to want to be around you. So be aware of what you do to sabotage your own self. For instance, my sister has been a teacher for years. She recently retired. When she talks to her friends, she's all lovey-dovey and kissy-kissy face with them. But when she talks to her sisters or when she talks to her students, she's talking to them with a tone that shows that she does not respect them, doesn't even like them. And then she gets very unhappy and irate and mad because people respond to her in a way that makes her feel insecure, because she is automatically insecure. And a lot of that, and what she's doing is she's only following the role that my mother gave her instead of being her own person. So remember, if you are following a role that someone else gave you instead of doing what you really want to do, then what you're going to do is you're going to sabotage yourself, you're going to be jealous of what other people have, and you're going to be angry all the time. And then you want to take it out on other people, especially your family members. Then you want to know why they're angry at you or why they don't respond to you. So just remember, you create your own situations. What you want to do is be able to set achievable goals. Because the easiest way to sabotage yourself and set yourself up for failure is to set goals that are unachievable. That means that you need to think of it like a ladder. You need to take things step by step. You can't expect to get from point A to point B without doing everything that is necessary to make it a success. So if you are aware of the things that you do, then you need to be aware of how you can improve them, how you can make it all better for yourself. What you want to do is set yourself up so that you can plan your goals. You need to have a plan. You need to work a plan. The easiest way to fail is to not set up a plan. Just remember, you are unique, so don't try to compare yourself to others, because what happens is that other people are And this is something that I found that is easy to happen within a family, that a parent unwittingly compares one child to the other. And what they're doing is they're setting you up, showing you what your inadequacies are, instead of understanding that you're unique to who you are. And if they would understand that and praise your uniqueness, then you learn that you can easily be very successful in whatever you choose to do. You need not to be comparing yourself to other people. You need not to try to do what someone else is. Because remember, all of us have unique personal behavioral patterns that are unique to us. Sometimes we have other people that we like, but it's not going to be in our family. In the workplace, that's where that happens. So remember, there's always things that we have that make us special. So what you need to do is set up a plan of your goals, write down each step that it's going to take to do that, and then work your plan. And you also need to have flexibility for yourself. You can't expect yourself to be a perfectionist and to do everything right all the time. The problem is sometimes a parent may kind of look at you and expect you to be perfect in every way. But remember, you're not ever going to be perfect. No one's ever perfect all the time. But there are things that you can do that are your strength that can make it that can build on. And remember, here are some things to think about that may very well help you in how you build your attitude. You need to be self-aware. You need to build affirmations to build your strength. So many times we base our beliefs or our thinking about ourselves on how others see us rather than understanding what our strengths are. And you need to look inside yourself. For years, because I have a disability, growing up in the family that I did, I was often told, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, you can't hold a job, you can't manage money. You can't. If you are strong enough, you can always overcome those things on your own. But you often need help to overcome those things. Because I had a whole lot of insecurities, and because my personality was such that I was always very outgoing and I always wanted to help people and I always was very introspective, when I graduated high school, I went to college and for the first 2 years I struggled, basically because cerebral palsy affects how the brain processes information. So for me, that meant that because there was no one that understood, because it was long before the laws that guarantee people with disabilities the right to an education, teachers did not understand that I learned differently and that I also have a short attention span. So it may just be bringing me back to it, and it may be giving me a little bit of one-on-one attention. Those were things that would have helped me early on, so it would have made it easier for me in college. So I struggled the first 2 years, but then once I entered set up my degree as psychology and mental health and started studying those fields, then I began to understand what was going on in the family and how it was affecting me, and I decided that was not me, so I kind of had to rework myself, retrain myself to learn to love myself for who I am and understand that in certain ways I'm unique, that what I bring to it is a uniqueness from a perspective of what it was like, because we're all unique. Simply because of the family we come from, the family values we have, the area in which you're raised, the culture, because our culture also dictates to us. For so many people, especially in the United States, it's a Christian country, and it was founded that way because so many of them were persecuted in England, and they came over to the American colonies to find freedom and ways to practice their religion. The difference is that as time has gone by, everyone tends to want to proselytize and tell you how you believe, instead of just practicing their religion as they were taught, and remember that that's unique to them and who they are. That's what part of what makes them who they are. So these are some things that you really need to look at and be aware of when you are thinking about what it is that you should do to really help you build your character. Another thing is how to change negative thoughts into positive ones. And the best way to do that is with affirmation. And what that means is if you are someone who really doesn't like yourself because you're insecure because in your family there was a lot of negativity and all they knew how to do was compare you to someone else and find you lacking in some way, then what you need to do is write down an affirmation like, I love myself, I respect myself, I can do anything that I set my mind to do. And just keep repeating those statements until you believe them. Stand in a mirror and repeat them to yourself. If not, write them down on a piece of paper, put it in front of you, and constantly repeat it until you believe it. Because if you keep repeating it to yourself over and over again for as long as it takes, eventually you will believe that you can achieve anything that you choose to achieve. Now, another thing is to develop effective communication skills. We often think we have good communication skills because of we grow up in a family where we talk to each other. But communication is more than just conversation between each other. If you look back at the Kennedy family, and now you only have one left since Teddy died a few days ago, and when they were growing up as children, their father expected them to bring to the table something that they read or saw that day and talk about it. So as you notice, as adults, all of them ended up in politics because all of them wanted to do something to make life better for other people. So if you look at who you are and where you come from, remember those things very much affect who you are, where you come from, and how you believe in yourself. So if you want to get what you want out of life, you have to learn to believe in yourself. You have to learn to like yourself. You have to learn to respect yourself. Often one thing I find is that people do not respect themselves, and so what they do is they disrespect their other family members, and then they get angry because that person won't respect them the way they expect to be respected. So think about it as something that you might be doing to yourself and how you can change that and make it better for yourself, how you can improve your position and how you can make yourself successful. Another thing is to think about improved relationships. Often we think that it's other people and it's not ourselves that are affecting the relationship we have. But often it's just that we don't think about the remarks we make as being snide and very uncouth. For instance, years ago, I happened to be at my sister's house and she was talking to someone and she was going, oh, and my problem is sitting right here. And then she goes, oh, no, I'm just joking. No, that is not something you say in a joke. That is something that you really feel and you really mean. A few years ago when I first got my computer and I wrote a blog, I put in there something that my sister said about a student of hers. And she made the remark, because the child had Down syndrome, and his name was Sam, oh, he will at least be able to spell his name, to my mother. And then it's like, she was, and then she's telling me now, well, I made that in, I said that in a joke. That's not a joke you make. That is something that you really feel about your students. And that tells me that you are not in a profession that you really should be in, because that's not how you look at your students. She looked at teaching, especially in special ed, as a job, not as something that she was doing because it was a career that she really wanted. If she had really wanted that career, she would still be teaching today. She wouldn't have retired as soon as she hit her 30 years in teaching and then said, oh, well, now my mother's 90 years old, and so I'm running down there to stay with her and take care of her. Well, she's being the dutiful child because that's the role that she was often put in. She once, when my mother first moved to Florida and I was with her, screamed at me, you have to go take care of them because I don't want to be the caregiver. And yet here she is being the caregiver and being put in a role that she really doesn't want. So what is happening is that she's mad at everyone else because she let herself be drawn into that role. So remember, if you want to get what you want out of life, you have to take control of your life. You have to make it what you want it to be. You can't let others dictate to you and run your life for you, because if you do, then you will never get what you want. So think about it and think about what it is that you really want and what it will take for you to reach those goals, and then work on them. Work on them in a way that you can really make the changes for yourself. If you can't do it yourself, get a life coach or someone that will work with you on an ongoing basis. If you want to, you can contact me at onepersonalcareercoach.com and let me answer, and send me an email at sucoach@yahoo.com, and I would be happy to work with you to help you build your self-confidence, to help you change how you see yourself so that you can get what you want in life, because we all should have and achieve the goals that we set for ourselves. We should not depend on other people to know what is right for us, because they're only doing what is right for them. For instance, my mother always screamed, I'm poor. I can't afford that. I'm poor. I can't afford that. But yet at the same time, when she saw something that someone had, that she had to prove that she's as good as they are, she would take her money and she would go spend it on it, buy it, not because it was something that she really wanted, as that it because it was something that she saw in someone else's house. Both my sisters tend to do the same thing. The sad part is my older sister has lived with my mother most of her life. She gets a Social Security check and a veteran's check because she's a dependent child of someone who served in the military. That is all she believes that she's worth. And then when she gets angry because she can't express her anger, she would just turn it, internalize it, and just start beating up on herself. And then she has done this for so long that it is almost ingrained in her that in her sleep she beats up on herself. That whenever they go any place or she gets angry, it's just an automatic response, because that is something that she has done for 40 years. And after 40 years, it just becomes an automatic response. Then my younger sister says, well, send it to the psychiatrist. Unless the family is going to go to the psychiatrist and unless the family is willing to change, there is no way that that psychiatrist is going to make her change and be aware of something that she's doing that's so automatic, because she's not going to realize that she should be talking about that and trying to understand why she does that to herself and learning that the only way she can really change, unless the family is willing to change, is to get away from that. And that's the biggest thing, that we tend to build relationships based on the relationships we have with our family instead of understanding why we respond the way we do and understanding that we really need to change. If you don't build good relationships in the family, then you're not going to build good relationships in the outside world or even in the workplace. And a good example of that is my sister, because she was a teacher for years, but she always moved from school to school to school because she never got along with the principals. Now, if she after 3 years of working in the school system, you get tenure, so they can't fire you if you do or say something bad or if you're a bad teacher. They just have to write it up, and they, you know, then you move on to the next place. So the next area, you move to a new school system in a different city or a different state. But those things often follow you wherever you go. So remember, building good relationships does start in the home. But one thing I found is unless the other members of that family are willing to change, then your best bet is to get away from them, because they will often pull you down to their level, and it would be very difficult for you to achieve and get what you really want when you have family dynamics like that. The best thing to do is get away from them. And a good example of that is that for many years, I had my own business, simply because when I entered the workforce 25 years ago, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. And since I couldn't find gainful employment in the workplace, I decided to create my own opportunity. And one thing I also found was that I didn't have the credit, because I hadn't worked anywhere long enough to establish credit, that I couldn't qualify for bank loans or for microloans, because you do still need those things to be able to build a business. That is why I often talk about wanting to start a nonprofit organization to assist people with disabilities to have their own business and to provide the low-interest loans to make it to help them at least have the seed money to get started. Well, all of that is now to the point where last year when I got the funds, the final payment from a contract that I had with the Department of Transportation, because I had to move from where I was living, I took some of that money and put it into registering the name for the nonprofit and starting the process for the 501c3. It took me 8 months to get my board in place. Now I'm to the point where I finished my business plan, and my next step is to go and put together the paperwork so I can submit it to get the 501c3. So this is what I've always wanted to do in life, was to always be an advocate for people with disabilities. I first had to become my own advocate to make sure that I had everything that I was capable of having in life, and that also meant that I had to disassociate myself from my family, because if I bought into what they were telling me about myself, I would still be on Social Security, I would still be on VA, I would still be living with my mother, and I would be angry all the time. One thing I find is by getting away from them, I'm able to literally get away from that anger. But if for the last 6 months I've been staying with my sister and my anger is just below the surface, mainly because she does not realize that she triggers it by the way she treats me. And she does, and it's like she doesn't understand that the tone she uses with me, being so that she can sit there and control me, and she thinks she has a right to control me because that's what she always saw my mother talking to me or to my older sister, and that's the tone of voice she uses to us. So she's not really aware of what she's doing. She's just feeling like the person who was wronged because she was put in a position that she really doesn't want. And then what she's doing is collecting brown stamps, which allow her to demand and expect other people that she can talk to them any way she wants. So remember, you need to understand where you're coming from. And to achieve new levels of performance, that means that if you have a certain goal, if you have a certain job that you want to do, one thing that is happening today is that more and more we move back to the small businessmen. So a lot of the baby boomer generation, they're used to working for the corporation. They're used to doing what the corporation expected of them. Very few of them have learned the skills to have their own business. Very few of them know how to get on a computer and use the Internet. So that is one thing that you can look at as a way to achieve new levels of performance. Because if you perform at a higher level, if you learn how to use the new technology, which you did not grow up using, as the children who were born since 1980 and the millennial generation, because they have used the technology. Today, the kids are learning how to do multimedia in the classroom. And for me, that's something I have to learn to do. I am now at a point where when I get my back pay from SSI, I will be able to purchase a computer with a webcam in it. Once I do that, then I will be able to make videos that I can upload to YouTube. Once I do that, then I can use it as a tool to really promote my business and get people to my website and build my business. So these are some of the tools that you need to learn to understand and learn effective approaches to problem solving. Do you have a problem that you don't know how to handle? Are you aware of what it is that you really need to do and how you can effectively do it? For instance, my sister thinks that I can't solve a problem too well, but I took care of myself for 14 years, and I survived for 14 years on my own. When I lacked the income to be able to pay my bills, I had gone to work with a company that raised money for missing children, and I saw what they were doing as not the money going more into their pockets as opposed to really helping the children. So I basically left that company, contracted with another company that helps find missing children, and got boxes that I would put out so people could donate to, and then I had a certain percentage of that I was sending them, and the rest was my income. Well, that's a problem solved. How do I go out and generate an income for myself? Today, so many people have lost jobs, and they really need someone to help assist them in finding new jobs. But what they're doing is they're doing the old tried and true ways of going to the job fairs and looking through the paper for job openings. Mostly, if you want to find a job, your best bet is to use the non-traditional methods. Go on the Internet, look for people who have websites that need someone to help them sell their product, and you can earn a commission on it. Go through friends or networking groups, because that's where you get your leads for job openings. Here's a story of someone that I met because I needed to have my computer cleaned and optimized. And I went on the Internet and on Craigslist, and I found someone who was looking for someone to help them that I needed to have my computer cleaned. And the guy came over, and he fixed it, and in the process, I was talking to him. He worked for Earthlink, and they let go 60,000 people when they cut back. He was one of the people that was let go. So what he did was he initially started to look for another job. But he found out he was not finding anything in his field. So then he internalized, and he looked at his skills. He looked at what it was that he was doing for Earthly and how he can turn around and create that into a position for himself. So what he did was he went on Craigslist, posted information that he could help that he could help people solve a problem by fixing their computers if they had problems with their computers. And the way he did that was that, and what he would do is he had a certain fee if you lived within a certain area of town, and then another fee if he had to travel outside of that area of town. And then what he also did was he, because that part of what he did for Earthlink was to internally help keep up their computers. So that is what he was willing to do to as a job for himself, because today people work from home and they need to make sure their computers are cleaned and optimized on a regular basis. And also what he did was he met someone that he was building websites, and he met someone who was working with a company where he was a plumber. And the owner of the company died, and he did not get along with the son, and he lost his job. So what my friend did was he offered to build him a website, market his services for him, and then they had a 60-40 split where he got 40% of whatever the guy earned for marketing him and getting him jobs out for people who needed his assistance. So that is a way to solve a problem that you have a problem to solve. It is just thinking about the things that you can really do that can really help you. And what I want to do is talk about getting affirmation cards. You can go online, you can put affirmation cards into Google, and then what you need to do is purchase them. They have different statements on them that you can put on your mirror, and you can, every time you look in your mirror, you can repeat them over and over again. If not, write down affirmations on a card for yourself if you think of some things that you need to work on. And learn to perceive and respond appropriately to events around you. And what I'm going to do is tell you a story that helps you understand how experiences help you learn how to respond appropriately. Because I grew up with a disability in an era when people with disabilities were just not looked at as being, or rather they were hidden away and not brought out into the community, then I often didn't have the opportunity to go with groups and learn how to respond in certain situations. So we really need to understand how the experiences we have as children or as teenagers really affect who we are as adults. And what happened was that when I went to work for the city of New York doing welfare recertification, we went to a training class. And during that training class, we went out to lunch as a group. And I was also attending graduate school at Hunter College at the time. And I got out late and did not want to go to the ATM to take money out that late at night. And I thought, well, I'll do it in the morning. Well, I was running late that morning, and did not have a chance to do anything to get to the ATM to take the money out, and then had a $5 bill on me and taken that money and bought something with it, not realizing that I was going to have to pay for lunch, or that I didn't have enough money to pay for lunch. And then what happened was that exactly, because I did not know how to handle that situation appropriately, I handled it very inappropriately, because I said something to the person next to me, and then he spoke up in front of the group. And they took it to mean that I was trying to take advantage of them. So the next day, when we were back at work, they all ganged up on me, you know, and were telling me how I was doing something inappropriately. And then I explained the situation to them and what had happened, and that it was not anything that I had really meant to do. So remember often that you need to also accept personal responsibility and accountability for your actions. You need to understand why you respond in the way you do and how you can make changes to help yourself improve. And we often forget to acknowledge and appreciate ourselves because we often fail to see ourselves as others see us, because we see ourselves as not measuring up and don't feel we deserve to achieve a set high expectation for ourselves. Now, remember, you get what you feel you deserve in life. So if you feel that you deserve to fail in life, then you are going to fail in life. If you feel that you deserve success, then you will be successful in your life. So we get what we want in life because that's what we believe that we should have. So what are some ways that you can change your life to be what you want it to be? How can you change your life? Often, and I'm going to talk about this because a lot of people who lack self-confidence often will go to church, and the church will tell them, well, this is what you're supposed to do, and this is the way you're supposed to handle this situation. So what do? They go and they read the Bible, and they see what the Bible says, and then they believe that that's the way they should respond to everyone. And then they often will say, oh, if I do this, this, and this, then I will go to heaven because that's where they want to go. Well, it's more to it than just bringing people to Jesus to go to heaven. It's more about the way you live your life, how you respect yourself, and how you respect the people around you. So remember and think about those things. Think about some things that you can do that can really help you to change how you see yourself. Think about the things that you can do that can really help you build on your success. And think about the things that you can do that can really change how you see and see yourself. Because if you really don't like yourself, then you will never achieve the things that you want in life. And I know I keep repeating that, but it's important for you to learn how to like yourself, because when you like and respect yourself, then you believe that you can do anything, and you're not living your life according to how others want you to live it. You're living it the way you want to live it, and you will find the success that you should have when you live the life that you believe you should be living. So what are some things that you can do that can really help you change your life and begin to believe in yourself? What are some of the things that you can really do that can really help you learn to respect yourself? If you are looking for a career and you do not know how to go about doing it, and you believe that that can help you build success, just remember that if you need help, you can often go to my website, and that's onepersonalcareercoach.com. And I have audio tapes, I have work, I have home study programs that can really help you work on your personal issues. I also offer coaching and working with clients, but you have to agree to work with me for at least 3 months and pay for at least a month ahead to make sure that there is a commitment there. But many times we can't always do the things that we should do. We often do what others tell us to do. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really change your life for the better? What are the things that you can do that can really help you begin to believe in yourself and learn how to build on your personal growth that you can really think of. Remember, what you're doing is, and why personal growth? Because often, let's put it this way, how we relate to people, how we build relationships, how we experience things, everything that we do in life is part of growing up and maturing. If you do not have an opportunity to be in the outside world, if you're hidden away, then you do not learn how to see yourself as others see you. You only see yourself as the people around you see you. And if that's true, then that's based on their image of you. And you need to learn how to change that image and to begin to believe in yourself and learn how to love yourself. Because remember, if you love and respect yourself, then no one around you can hurt you. The only one that can really hurt you is yourself. And we often do that by creating and setting ourselves up for failure. So how can you learn to believe in who you are and your abilities? If you believe in your abilities, if you understand what your abilities are, what your specific strengths are, and often you can learn that by understanding how you communicate. And I'm an Inkscape publishing distributor, and we have a program called Everything Disc, which is DISC. And in there, we have an assessment profile called Disc Classic Plus that you can take online that helps you understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, in the way you communicate and how to build on that, how to build good relationships with people. Often, if we don't understand what we're doing and how we sabotage ourselves, then we keep repeating the same behavior. So what can you do that's going to help you change that behavior? And if you go to a psychologist, they're going to use assessment profiles to help you understand who you are and where you come from and how to change those things for the better. So remember, what you want to do is think about things that you can really do to help yourself build your strength, build your character, and understand who you are inside. When you understand who you are and where you come from, and you understand what is good behavior and what is bad behavior, when you understand how to build on those strengths, and when you learn how to expand on the things that you need to expand on, then you can find success for yourself. You can have the life that you choose to have. So it's up to you to learn and to be willing to want to change your behavior so you can achieve your goals in life. And remember, what I want to do is spend the last 10 minutes talking about ways to help you build and set goals and set achievable goals. First of all, you need to think of it like a stepping ladder. What are the steps that you need to take that can really help you to build on those skills? And what are the things that you can do that is really going to help you expand on where you're coming from and how you respond in those situations? Some of the things that you can do is first write down where you're at now, where it is that you want to go, and how you are going to get there. Think of it like a roadmap. When you go from, say, you live in the South, like we lived in Savannah, Georgia, and we used to travel to New York City. And what we would do is we were a member of AAA. So we would go to AAA, and they would write out a triptych or a roadmap that would tell you which roads to take, where the construction was, what direction you needed to go on, and what hotels to stay at when you went somewhere. So it, think of it like a roadmap. Your goals need to be your roadmap of what it is that you want to achieve and how you are going to achieve it. Once you have it written down, then you need to write down specific dates for yourself. By writing down those specific dates, then what you're doing is setting a timeline that you choose to have that will help you get where you want to go, help you build on those experiences that you want to have, and really build the knowledge, because the knowledge is what's going to help you get what you want in life. And think of it that way. Look for ways that you can really build on your experiences. What are the things that you can do? How are you going to achieve them? Often getting a good education is a good roadmap. Once we graduate high school, either you go into the military where they have specific training and you learn specific skills there that when you get out of the service, you can go and use in the practical world. And I interviewed Janet White, who wrote the book Hidden Secrets, How to Get Your Dream Job. And what she said was when she graduated college, she also went to secretarial school because that gave her the initial skills that she needed to go out in the workplace and get a job. And after she did that, then she just, you know, she things changed and as she started looking for better jobs, she understood how to use networking to get from one place to the next place in what it was that she was choosing to do. So remember, it's your skill set that you have that are very important. And usually your skill set that tell you how to respond in a given situation are very important too, because those are the things that will help you achieve your success in life. Those are the things that will help you build your skills and get higher, more opportunity. Years ago, I talk about how the job market has changed. And often when the corporation came into existence, the first generation born in this country, their parents came from Europe. So what they did was they had the experience of the Europeans, and they had a good work ethic, and they tended to teach their children to have a good work ethic as well. So what happened was they came in at the beginning of the corporate environment. So many of them would go to work for a company. They would start at the bottom, and they would work their way up within a company until they got into management level positions. And then they would often get training in how to manage people, how to communicate effectively with other people so that they understood what it was that you were expecting of them. And by understanding different behavioral styles, then you learn how to build and work with other people and how to encourage them to achieve their highest goal in life. So it all plays together. It's like a balancing act if you look at the weight scale. You have to be equal in everything that you do if you want to be successful in your personal life. And you need to look for ways to plan and grow on those skills. I was recently speaking to someone, and she was telling me how she was listening to a program of Tony Robbins and what he was saying. And it's like I said to her, you know, every motivational speaker says the same thing. The only difference is the story they use to emphasize it, because each person has their own story and their own personal experiences that they come from. If you look at there's someone else I'm thinking of, and I cannot think of his name, but I've read his story, and early on he was told that he had a twin brother. He was told he had a developmental disability, and he believed it. And then later in life, he found out he didn't, and he was able to achieve higher goals. And today, he's a professional speaker and talks about that experience, and that's his personal story. So remember, each person's personal story is different. My personal story is that I grew up with a disability at a time when people with disabilities did not have the opportunity for an education. Because I was raised in the Jewish faith, and education is a very important aspect of that, of how you achieve your goals in life, and the fact that my mother was looking for a way to keep me busy instead of keeping me at home all day, that I had the opportunity to get an education. And therefore, I was the only person in the school with a disability. The kids didn't understand what it was I have because you didn't see other people with disabilities around. And so they didn't know how to respond to me. The teachers didn't understand that cerebral palsy affects how the brain processes information, so therefore I learned differently. And they didn't understand that I have a short attention span. So therefore, you know, they would look, say she daydreams a lot. Instead of understanding, you just need to get my attention back to what's going on in the classroom, and I could have been just as successful and had done better. And then I went home to an environment that was very dysfunctional and very hostile, where there was a lot of fighting and arguing and a lot of hitting. And grew up being told, you're worthless, you're helpless. Having low self-esteem because of that. And then after I began to study, go to college, began to understand why I reacted the way I did, and why it was that I needed to do to change that behavior, and I did. So I was able to achieve the goals that I set for myself, mainly because that is what I chose and that is what I wanted in life. So remember, if you want to be successful in life, you also have to begin to believe in yourself, and you have to begin to believe that you can be successful, because we are what we believe. If you want to get out of life what you want, then you need to build your self-esteem. You need to learn to love yourself. And if what I would like you to do is go to onepersonalcareercoach.com,